What about now? Mishnah says, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos. What about an Erev Pesach comes out to be an Erev Shabbos? The Ikonamit Sliosoi Tloidochi Shabbos. Now, after they brought the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, that's after, if it would have been 2:30, now they first have to start to bring the Korban Pesach, and they have to finish roasting the meat before it comes 6 o'clock. Because on Shabbos you can't roast it. Therefore, that this is the one day of the year you need the most time, is Mukmina Lai Adina. They left it to bring the Korban Atomid as soon as possible. And what's the Iker Adin? B'sheishu Machzah. To bring it 12 and a half. Now, after 6.5 hours a day at 12:30, that's the first time, the earliest time you could bring the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. That's the way they did it. So by 1:30 they were finished. So 1:30 they started to shech the korban of Pesach. Everybody bought the Pesach and they started to roast it right away. That's John now Mishnah. Ratzon Rabbanon. The Brisa says like this: Ki sidurei b'chol. The same way they brought the korban of Talmud. So any weekday, kach sidurei b'Shabbos. Is the same time they brought it when it came out on Shabbos. That's all the Braisa says. Now, there's going to be three different ways how to learn what this Braisa is talking about. It doesn't say really Erev Shabbos, it doesn't say Erev Pesach. His Tam says that the same way they brought the Korban HaTamid in the middle of the weekday was Kach Tzedur B'Shabbos, the same time they brought it on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva, why not Rabbi Akiva says, Ki Sidura B'Erev Pesach? No, the way they brought it on Shabbos was the same way they brought on Erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So the Mara Mai Koma, what's the Machloikis here? What's the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Is Omer Abaya. Abaya says like this. Hochi Koma. This is what the Machloikis is. That Kisidure Bechoyol Erev HaPesach. The Bryce is talking about Erev Pesach. That's what Abaya adds onto it. On a regular Erev Pesach that comes out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at that time the Mishnah says when? We make it at 7:30. At 1:30, we start, is Kach Tzedura B'Shabbos, Erev HaPesach. The same halacha comes out, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's the same thing. When do we shech the Talmud Shabbat Abayim? At 1:30. Yeah. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. And like this pshat, our Mishnah says like that also. Because our Mishnah says that Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos, they shech the Talmud Shabbat Abayim at 7:30 at 1:30. So that comes out like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says no. Ki sidura derev haPesach shechal liyos derev Shabbos. The same way when Erev Pesach comes out on an Erev Shabbos, that then we say you're supposed to bring it the earliest time possible at 12:30. Kach sidura b'Shabbos. That's the same thing that Rabbi Akiva holds on an Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Not that Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Still, you have to bring the Talmud as early as possible. Our Mishnah, the Ketoni that says, Bein B'chol, where the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, Bein B'Shabbos, where the Erev Pesach is the Shabbos, that they have the same time, which is 1:30, is Rabbi Shmuel. According to this Pshat, it only comes out according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says a regular Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, when do you bring it? At 12:30. And now Mishnah says no. A regular Erev Pesach, whether it's a Chol or whether it's Shabbos, you bring it at 1:30, not 12:30. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Mara B'Maika Mitzvah, according to Abaya, what's the Machlokes? When did they bring the Korban HaTomet Rabbein Abayim? When Shabbos is Erev Pesach? What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is B'Musafin Koidmin LeBezichin Kemitzvah. So Machlokes, if they were able to bring the Bezichin before they brought the Korban HaMusaf. Now on the Shabbos, you have to bring a Musaf. A Musaf, with Dash and Mashi brings down Posik, it says Yoin. By Musaf, it doesn't say Losh and Boikir. It says you bring it Uva Yoin, in daytime. So with Dash and Tesibu Yoin. Vuloik Sibu Boikir. Tesib Dvar Yoin B'Yoimai. You bring a Korban HaMusaf, the Dvar Yoin B'Yoimai. The Kaim Olam Mesei the Yuma, Perakom Lamamuna. Boiker heavy hakdama. V'yoyim mashma ichur. Boiker means early in the morning. That means in the morning up until chatzois. Yoyim means daytime, means chatzois. So you can't bring the korban amusav before chatzois. That's the earliest time you can bring the korban amusav. So musav was brought by chatzois, the sixth hour. Now the shaila is, when did they bring the bezichin? The bezichin is, on every Shabbos, they used to change the lechem upon him. you used to have the 6 to 12 breads on the Shulchan, that they used to bake it on Friday, that it came Shabbos, they would take off the old one and bring in the new one. Now, when they took off the old bread, they used to change the Levina also. On top of the Shulchan were two plates called the Zichim, that inside it had Levina. It had Levina inside the Zichim. They used to take the Zichim, that's these plates, that has Levina inside it, and this they put on top of the Mizbeach. That was called Akrova. That was the Akrova for the Lechem upon him. The rest of the 12 breads, I mean all the 12 breads, the Kanim used to eat. The only thing they put on the Mizbeach was the Bezichim. So it's Machlokes now, when did they bring the Bezichim on the Mizbeach? When did they take this Levina, this sense that was in this plate on top of the Shulchan, when they took it off, when did they burn it? As one man the Yomis says, it was Bedavka brought after the Korban HaMusaf, and one says, no, you can bring it before the Korban HaMusaf. So that's the Machlokes. The Musafin Koidman Lebezichim Kinefagim. We have Yishmael Savar Musafin Koidman. That first they had to bring the Korban HaMusaf. Lebezichim. So Mela Avdu Lulu Musafin B'sheish. When's the first time you can bring the Korban HaMusaf on Shabbos? Is the sixth hour. And that took an hour. So from 6 to 7, they were always thinking of bringing the Korban HaMusaf. Or Lebezichim B'shevim. Mela they had to bring the Lebezichim later. So that was in the seventh hour. The name of Yopla then the Tomei B'Sheva Machzor. The earliest time they could do the Tomei Shavein Abayim was the 7.5 hour, 1:30. That's Rabbi Shmuel Svarim. Did Akiva serve? Akiva says no. Bezichin Koydim L'Musafim. You were allowed to be marked there, put the Bezichim on the Mizbeach before they brought the Korban HaMusaf. So Mela, Bezichin B'Chomish. You could start early in the morning, the fifth hour of the day, 11 o'clock. You could put the Bezichim on the Mizbeach. Take plate that had the bezichim that has the levoina and put levoina on the mizbeach 11 o'clock or musafim b'sheish, and then you can start doing the korban hamusaf right away at 12 o'clock. The yovad leila tomid b'sheish u'machzor and do a fast job this Shabbos. Even though Vaisas usually took an hour, this time do a fast job and you're able to start the tomid shabena bayim as soon as possible 12:30. At 12:30. So this is the way Abaye learns Pshat in the Braisa. So the Mora Maskev lo Rova. Rova yes the Kasha on Abaye. Midi Rabbi Akiva ki sidur b'erev ha-Pesach shechal liyaz v'erev ha-Shabbos ketoni. This Braisa doesn't say it's talking about Erev Pesach. It just Am says ki sidur b'chol kach sidur b'Shabbos. It doesn't say a word about Erev Pesach. So why do you Abaye put in this Braisa talking about Erev Pesach? That's the Kasha is Midi Rabbi Kiva Kisidura Bera Pesach Chaliyas Bera Shabbos Ketoni Kisidura Bera Vapesach Stama Ketoni. It Stam says a regular Erev Pesach. It doesn't say that the Erev Pesach is an Erev Shabbos. Elo Amar Rova. If Rova says like this, Hochi Koma. This is what the Braisa means to say the Machlokes is Kisidura Bechol. The way you bring a regular Korban Atom in the middle of the weekday, the Alma, a regular weekday, which is 8:30, which is at 2:30. Yeah. Is kach sidur b'Shabbos b'erev Pesach. The same thing when erev Pesach comes out to be Shabbos, you bring it the regular time. You bring it the whole year. A regular erev Pesach, and not regular, an erev Pesach that Shabbos, there's no reason to bring it earlier. So Mela, when do we bring it? We bring it mamish at 2:30, like regular time. We'll soon say. Tomorrow we'll soon say why. Tomorrow we'll soon explain why. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, "V'yad akivu aymano ki sidur b'erev Pesach." The same, just like Erev Pesach, that falls out, you do it at 7:30, 7.5 hours, which is 1:30. Here also you do it at 1:30. Melo Mastisim Diktoni, our Mishnah that says, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, is Yom Kivhi. That whether Erev Pesach is a weekday, or Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, you bring it at 1:30, that goes according to Yom Kivhi. Freddy Morin Abba Mifugi, Ladis Pshad, what's the Machloikis? If you bring it at 2:30 or you bring it at 1:30, like the Chura, why if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, do you bring it later than usual? Why do you bring it 2:30? Why not 1:30? Have the Gemara the Michma Biswa Kimiflagin. The Machloikis says if we're afraid if the meat will get spoiled. Hey, then they didn't have refrigerators then, and you're not allowed to roast the meat on Shabbos. So you're only on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring the Korban out Pesach, you're allowed to shecht it, but the meat, you can't do anything with it. You have to let the meat stay until it comes nighttime, until it comes Yom Tov, And on Yom Tov Yol Bitzaleya, you roast the meat. So the shaila is, will the meat get spoiled this extra hour? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Chashin Lemichma Bisra. We're afraid if you'll shech the animal at 1:30, we're afraid from 1:30 till 6 o'clock the meat will get spoiled. Therefore he says, don't start shechting it before 2:30. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Loi Chashin Lemichma Bisra. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I'm not afraid for this extra hour the meat will get spoiled, will get hot and get spoiled. That's the machlokes. If Rabbi Kiva is not afraid that the meat will get spoiled, their Erev Pesach now comes out on Shabbos, so why don't you do it mamish 12:30 or as early as possible? Give yourself more time to bring the more carbon Pesachs. If you're not afraid by this extra hour or two the meat will get spoiled, so why don't you do it already 12:30? And for the Gemara, Kisovar, Rav holds that the Shana Bishmol is Musafin Koidun of Zichin. He also holds that the carbon Musaf has to be brought first, and then you first bring the Bezichim. The Mela, Avadulu Musafin Bishesh. The earliest time on Shabbos you can bring Musaf is 12 o'clock. Uvezichin then Bishavim. Normal took an hour to do the carbon at the Musaf, so when they first start bringing the Bezichim, at 1 o'clock. The Yavod Leila Tomid B'Sheva Machzah. Therefore, the first brought to Tomid, the earliest time on this Shabbos, could be 1:30. So that's the Machlokes. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, wait till a later time. Do it first 2:30. Because we don't want the meat to spoil this extra hour. So the Marmaskev Lor Rabba Barula. So you also have the Kasha on this Braisa. Nidia ki tedurai b'choyl, kach tedurai b'Shabbos, derav ha-Pesach, divi Rabbi Shmuel Ketoni. Does this Braisa mention a word about Erev Pesach? True, you're saying it's not Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbos. But you, Rav, is also saying a song about Erev Pesach. The Braisa doesn't say a word about Erev Pesach. Ketoni. All the Braisa says is, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos Stoma Ketoni. It just says the same way, the same time you bring it on the weekday, that's the same time you bring it on the Shabbos, Ketoni. That's all the Braisa says. But the Braisa doesn't at all talk about Erev Pesach. Selo Amar Rabba Barula. This is the third way to learn Pshat Nebraisa. Rabbi Barula says, this is the Machlokes Nebraisa. Hochi Ketoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ki Sidure B'Choyl. The same time you bring a Tomei Shabbein Abayim every weekday. The Alma, Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. That's the same time you bring it on the Shabbos, the Alma. On a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, just like our Mishnah says, usually you start 2:30 and you finish by 3:30. Shabbos has the same halacha. You start 2:30 and you finish 3:30. Divya Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Kisidura Berav HaPesach D'Alma. The same time when you bring the Tomid, a regular Erev Pesach, which is at 1:30, that's the same time you bring the Korban on Shabbos, the Korban Tomid Shabbos Abayim on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, when's the time we bring the Tomid Shabbos Abayim? At 1:30. So that's this Machlokes. The Machlokes is on a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, at what time do we bring the Tomid Shabbos Abayim? Now what's the Machlokes told you? So first the Gemara says now, Umastis and our Mishnah that says, Diktoni, Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that if Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday, or it comes out on Shabbos, our Mishnah says that it has the same time, it starts at 1:30, I could tell you Divrei Hakoli. I could tell you it goes according to everybody. Because according to this Pshat, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is not arguing about Erev Shabbos. That's Erev Pesach. The Machlokes is Tam, a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, what time do they bring the Korban HaTomid, Shabbein HaBayim on a regular Shabbos? But about Erev Pesach, they're not talking about. So everybody can hold like our Mishnah says, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, our Mishnah says, you do it at 1:30. The same way you do it on a regular Erev Pesach. Whether it's a weekday, whether it's a Shabbos, it's the same halacha. Now for the Gemara, for Ma'aseh Miflugi, like this last Pshat, what's the Machlokes? On a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, at what time do you bring the Tomid Shabbein Abayim? What's the Machlokes told in? And for the Gemara, the Gzeiras Nedovois and Nedorim Kamiflugi. It's a machlokes if you're afraid of the whole year or not. That Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Gazrin and Shabbos Otuchel. Now Rabbi Shmuel holds, really, when's the earliest time you can bring the Tomid Shabbein Abayim the whole year? At 12:30. So really we ask, why don't we bring the 12:30 every day? So we say, since every day you could bring the Dovrim and the Davos, you want people to give them more time to bring their Kabbonis, we pushed it off for 2 hours. So that's a svar in the middle of the weekday. In the middle of the weekday that you could bring a Noiva or a Shlomim, we want to give you more time, so we push it off 2.5 hours. But really on Shabbos, you can't bring the Dovrim and the Davos. On Shabbos, you could only bring the Chayvus HaYeren, that's Doicha Shabbos. But it's time to bring a Korban on the Dova or a Neder, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So really, a Shabbos, you should bring the Korban Tomash HaBein Abayim, really at 12:30. The Rabbi Shmuel says, we have a Gzeira that we don't want to mix up Shabbos different than every day of the week. Because if you bring it on Shabbos earlier, we're afraid in the middle of the weekday, also you'll bring it earlier. Therefore, they left the same time on Shabbos as it is in the middle of the week. Because then you shouldn't come to mix up the times. That's Rabbi Shmuel's svara. Gazrinim Shabbos Otochel. We have a Kivus of Alay Gazrinim. You're not Goizim. For the Gemara, Eloi Gazrinim. If Rabbi Kiva says we don't make a Gzeirah between a regular Shabbos and a regular weekday, of a Zayin Avdeya Bevava Machza, why does Rabbi Kiva say bring it at 1:30? Why don't you bring it at 12:30? But Manashach, there's no Nedarim and Adavis to be brought on Shabbos. So bring the Tomash of Enabayim as soon as possible. Bring it 12:30. Why does he say to wait to 1:30? So again, you have to answer Kesavri, he holds. Musafin Kaidmul Abazichim. The Seder is that first you have to bring the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, and then you can first take the Bezichim, these plates off the Shulchan that has the Levoina, and put it on the Mizbeach. So Mela, Musafim B'Sheish. The earliest time you can bring the Tamid Musaf, the Korban Musaf is the 6th hour, 12 o'clock. Or Bezichim B'Zayim. So the Musaf took an hour, then at 1 o'clock, you first took off the Bezichim and put that on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the earliest time you could do it on a regular Shabbos is at 1:30. Senechlam Rebbe Kiva holds, Taki, you bring the Tomid al's reason atim lemitzvus, do it as soon as possible, but the earliest time you could do it on Shabbos is 1:30. Because 12 o'clock you have to bring Musaf, 1 o'clock you have to be makta the Bezichim, because you can't do the opposite way. You can't bring the Tomid first and then the Bezichim, because once you bring the Tomid, nothing comes after that. So mainly, first you have to do the Musaf, then the Bezichim, and then the Tamid Shebein Abayim. So the earliest time you can do it, Al Tamid Kiva, is 1:30. The whole weekday, we do it at 2:30. That's because in the middle of the weekday, we want to give more time to bring in the Dovim, the Dovais, and the Durim. Mashenken on Shabbos, we don't have it. And the Kiva doesn't make the Gzeira, Shabbos Otochel. We'll mix up the times. So that's the Machlekes. So the kids say there's 3 ways to learn the Machlekes in this Braisa. What's the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel talking about? So the Mara Meitz, we have a Kasha now. The Braisa says, Tomid Kol HaShana Kula. The Tomid Shabbein Abayim, the whole year round, Korav Tilchosei. It was brought the way the Mishnah says the Halacha is, that Nishchat V'Shmoino Machza, they used to start shechting it 2:30, the 8.5 hours of the day, 2:30 in the afternoon, the Korav V'Tesel Machza, and it was finished by 3:30. By 9.5 hours of the day, it was finished. Uverav Pesach, when it came Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'Zayin HaMachzah. Then they made it 1 hour earlier, because then you have more time afterwards to bring the Korban HaPesach. So they used to shecht it at 1:30, 7.5 hours. The Korav B'Chesel Machzah. And they finished by 2:30. What about Chal Lios B'Shabbos? What about if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos? Is Kechal Lios B'Sheni B'Shabbos. It has the same halach as if it came out in the middle of the weekday. His Erev Shabbos and the weekday has the same halach. Divir Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. That's like, well, you're right, Shabbos, right. And Erev, all right. Erev Pesach that comes out on Monday, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, has the same halach. And that's like our Mishnah says. And this is Divir Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. We have Yakiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Ki siduroi the erev haPesach. No, it has the halacha of erev haPesach. That means that if erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it has the same halacha when Shabbos comes out on erev Pesach. That's what the Bekiva means to say, that you do attack as early as possible, 12:30. So Gemara says, Bishlei malabaya bishlei according to Abaye, the first man the yamanicha. That's mamish the way he learned the machlokes. We have Yishmael and the Bekiva. The machlokes was when erev Pesach comes out on Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, what's the halacha? That was the Machlokes. No, the Machlokes was when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, what din does it have?
that the have halacha as if Erev Pesach is a weekday, or the have halacha when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos? Is that we know. On Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, you do it at 1:30. When Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, you do it at 12:30. The shaila is, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, what's the halacha? Is Shabbos like a weekday, or Shabbos like Erev Shabbos? So, like the Abaya, that's Mamish to Machloikis, it's good. Elo le Rav Akasha. But Rav has said that's not the Machloikis. And the other price says clearly that is the Machloikis. Yeah, Elo Rav Akasha. And the Gemara Omalach Rav, Rav says like this. Loi Taima, don't say this price means to say, Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos, as if it came out on Monday or Tuesday. El Eimo, K'Sheni B'Shabbos D'Alma. Not that it means that the same halacha as a regular Erev Pesach comes out on Monday or Tuesday. That means that the same halacha, a regular weekday throughout the whole year. And that's what Rav learned. That the Machlokes is, it had the regular halacha of a regular weekday, which is 2:30 and 3:30. So Mele Rav can answer himself. Fight the Mayfield, another kasha. Another brayta says, Chal liyois b'Shabbos. The Mayfield. Chal liyos b'Shabbos. Again, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, is kisidurai kol ashrana kulin. It has the same halacha like the whole year round. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva Roimer, kisidurai b'Erev Pesach, the Alma. It has the same halacha like a regular Erev Pesach. So bishtlei mele Rav anicha. This is mamish the way Rav learned the machlokes. If Shabbos comes out, Erev Pesach, what din does it have? That Rav learned that Rabbi Shmuel said that comes at 2:30, like a whole year round, because he was afraid maybe the meat will get spoiled. That's why you have to wait till 2:30. And Mekiva says, no, I'm not afraid the meat will get spoiled. So at Rav, it's very good. El Lavaya Kasha, according to Abaya, it's a Kasha. Because here it says clearly, it's a Shaila, whether on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, is it like a weekday of Erev Pesach, or is it like a weekday in the middle of the year? So Abaya learned out like that. Malach Abaya, Abaya says like this. Loi Taima, don't say Pshan is Braisam, ki Sidurei Kol Hashanah. It means the same Seder that was there the whole year round. Eleimo ki Sidurei Kol Hashanah Kulam. It means it's a regular thing of how they did it the whole year. Rashi says, Kol Hashanah means She'erev Pesach Chal B'Chol. It doesn't mean like a regular weekday. It just means like a regular Erev Pesach that comes down the weekday. Tishachtino b'sheva machza. That we did it at 1:30. Rabbi Kiva Sof Omar, Kisiduri Erev Pesach Shchalias Be'er Shabbos. He says no. You go Basra 12:30. The way you did it when Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva Omar, Kisiduri Erev Pesach Shchalias Be'er Shabbos. So Mele Abaye answers the price the way he learns it. There's no, they both answer these two prices the way they learn the Machlokes. Tana Rabbonin. Minayin Shloye Dover Koidim L'Tomei Shel Shachar. How do we know that the first korban you bring in the morning has to be the Tomei Shel Shachar? You can't bring anything before that. Talmudayim of the Pasuk says, the Orach Oleho Oila. You put on top of the Maroch, on top of the wood, the Oila, this korban Oila, which is the Tomei Shel Shachar. My Talmudai, what's derived from here? This is the first korban of the day. Maybe there's one before that. Or Marov, the Pasuk says, or Marov, Rava says, Ho'oila. It says Ho'oila. Means Oila Rishoina. The special korban Oila, that's the first one. And what's the special korban Oila? That's the Tumid they bring every day. Or Minayin, how do I know? Shein Dovar Korov, Achar Tumid Shabein Abayim. How do we know that once they bring the Tumid Shabein Abayim, the second Tumid, that you can't bring anything after that? Talmudayim, the Pasuk says, V'hikter Oleho Chel B'yashlomim. That you have to bring all your korbanos on the first Tumid. But finish everything you have by the first Tumid Shel Shachar. Kedei, when you bring the second Tumid, you bring nothing else after that. My Talmud, what's derived from this Pasuk? Omer Abaya, Oleho Shlomim. Means on the first korban, bring the korban shlomim. V'lo yachaver to shlomim. But not after you bring the second tumid shabein abayim. After the second korban, then you can't bring any more shlomim. You can't bring any more kabonis. V'demar maskev lo rova, eimer shlomim hu deloy nakriv. Maybe only a korban shlomim you can't bring later. Ho'oilus nakriv, but maybe a korban early could bring. Maybe the pasuk is only saying shlomim, not for oilus, yes. Elo amar rova. The Vidarshin, Hashleim Oleho means Hashleim Kolakabonis Kulim.
It doesn't really mean the word shlamim. That means lashon from shalem, finish. Finish all the kavanas you want to bring throughout the day after the first tamid shol shachar. Because when you bring the second one already, you can't bring anything after that. Like Rashi says, Yeminai shlo ye dover nikteb marocha mishenercho shachris. How do we know the first thing has to be the Tomat Shachar? Tamadayim of Yoruch Oleam, Boser Obir Olea Kain, Ksiv Devi Sidim Arachim. After we put the wood on the Mizbeach, the first thing is bring the Tomat Shachar. My Tamudayim, Daya Oilo, A Tomat Shachar Kain, Hoilo Oilo Rishainim, Midloi Ksiv Yoruch Olea Oilo, Eloho Oilo, this carbon oil, Hoki Koma, the Yoruch Olea Miyad Hoilo, Hachashuva, the special carbon oil bring right away. Hor Motchila, that says the first one of all the oilists, which is the carbon atomid. Victor Olehem, Atomid Koi, the site for the Kroho, Gokakonam. Victor Al Oilo, Hazois, after you brought the first Tomid, Shoshachar, finished everything else. Klaimer, Achre Chelbe Ashlamim. Yeah, for the more, maybe only Shlamim, nothing else. It says Loshen Hashlein, finish everything else. That nothing else could be brought after you brought the Tomid, Shobein Obayim. Yeah. Tana Rabbonin, Tomid Koidim LePesach. That first you have to bring the Tomid Shavein Abayim, then you can bring the Korban LePesach. That's the Smash of our Mishnah. And that's why we made the Korban Ben Abayim a little bit earlier on Erev Pesach, that after the Tomid Shavein Abayim, you can start bringing the Korban LePesach. And Pesach Koidim LeKteris. They brought the Pesach before they brought the Keteris. And Keteris Kodemus LeNeris. They brought the Keteris before they fixed up the Neris. That's to say that Dvorim. All right, we'll leave this with Ashim Psukim, exactly how we know this. All right, we'll stop here.